My guest, Mark Schneep, California Economic Forecast Project, online at californiaforecast.com. Before we get into the housing market and the median price and what's the difference distinguished between last year and this year, I was thinking about our conversation with the Plains Oil Pipeline, and you had mentioned that tremendous revenue is being lost because oil is not being pumped or piped through this pipeline. And I just was thinking in my head that if you don't have oil flowing, you can't tax the oil. But during the break, you said that's actually not the case. Well, why is all the revenue then dropping?
Well, the revenue hasn't dropped yet. It's when it gets reassessed, when these facilities all get reassessed. See, there's no production. Exxon isn't producing. Freeport MacMoran isn't producing the Parnagoyo project, and Venoco isn't producing from Platform Holly. So all these platforms that you see out in the water, from Holly northward, there's seven of them, and they're not producing oil. That means there's no oil in the pipelines. There's no oil going into the to Las Flores. There's no oil going into the Gaviota processing facility. Those are very high oil is very high valued, particularly when prices go up. And that's how the assessments are made. The assessments are made on the total production that's being done, evaluated at the price of oil. Well, if production is zero, then essentially all those facilities out there are worth zero because they have no productive use.
So there's no tax.
The county doesn't value them in terms of scrap value. There's no valuation on scrap value. Then essentially the assessed value on that stuff, because there's no productive use, is zero. And normally those, Holly is the largest property, is the largest assessed value entity in the entire county of Santa Barbara. It's like worth $500 million.
So what kind of revenue, when all said and done next year, based on zero, what kind of revenue are we going to lose?
You're going to lose all the property tax that was associated with those facilities, and it came out in our estimates, to be close to $8 or $9 million in 1 year. And if that's at current oil prices, which are not going to stay current. If oil prices go up to $50, $60, $70, $80 ultimately, which they're forecast to do, then you're talking about, double that per year.
And let's say it's a round number, $10 million. How does that compare to the total revenue that the county has? Is it?
Well, it's still, that's not much, but certain revenue in certain areas it tends to be proportionately much greater for some of these claimants. So, in other words, they're very reliant on the assessments in those particular areas. So,
oh, okay, because it represents a higher percentage, like the schools and the fire. They get most of their money.
Of their revenue.
Interesting.
The Union School District is going to be hit hard by Holly being shut off. And Vista Del Mar School District is going to be hit hard by Las Flores Canyon being shut off. Even San Ynez High School, which is a major recipient of, those oil facilities. So, those schools, they do get hit hard.
I like the way you said, there's no oil in the pipeline, because that's an expression that's used all the time. There's no blank in the pipeline, but here it was meant literally and figuratively. Interesting. Okay, thanks for the explanation. The housing market, Mark Schneep says, it has taken off this year, and prices are moving slightly higher. And I agree. And interestingly, I've seen the median price year to date through the first 45 weeks of the year, say through November 6, 2015, median price $1,150,000. Last year at this time, $1,190,000. And I noticed that we had more sales under $1 million than last year, 8.5% more sales under $1 million, 8.8% more sales under $800,000. So lower price homes are selling. That's helping bring down the median sales price. But between 1 and 2 million, we've had an increase of almost 10%. So I'm thinking the median sales price is down because, yes, there's more lower end prices selling, but also we've had more sales year to date, almost 8% increase in the number of sales. So when you have more sales, you might end up having more sales under a million, and that could bring the price down. But the average sales price is higher this year, and more 10% more sales between 1 and 2 million. So is that an explanation as to the market is still strong despite the fact that the median price is a little less?
The median price that you're seeing this year is only a consequence of the mix of sales.
Right.
Like you had indicated, because we're selling a lot more proportionately. That Montecito and Hope Ranch were a larger share of the South Coast market last year, and they're a smaller share this year. So that means the lesser valued properties are influencing the median price more. So it looks like prices are declining, but that's just a mix. So
it's right. It's just the median sales price just telling you what's selling. It's not telling you that your prices, your house has gone up that particular
right.
percent. So, yeah, so the housing market's still strong, and consequently, more sales under $1 million. As of November 6th, we only have 59 listings available under $1 million. Last year at this time, we had 77. So the low inventory, even though the overall inventory is almost identical to last year, but the numbers under $1 million is very, very few to choose from. Stock market. Mark Schneep says the stock market is bouncing back as he predicted. And you predicted this when?
Probably daily.
Right, but your last, I guess, well, you were last on in May of 2015, so I think during that interview and maybe your last conference, you predicted it bouncing back. It's volatile, but if you had $1 million, if I gave you $1 million, do you think you'd be good at playing the stock market because of your insight?
No, not necessarily. We'd be too early most of the time because we see things coming and then they don't manifest. So timing is everything in the stock market, and a lot of times we get the timing wrong, but we never get the direction wrong.
Right. So if you're steady, buy and hold, you know, don't panic and sell. And so housing market is strong. The stock market is strong.
Well, the stock market, you know, certainly is wondering about itself and international events and the Fed, and it has all these things to worry about. That's what the stock market does. It worries. And but, you know, you can't get by some fundamental factors, and that is corporate profits are still at or near an all-time high during this cycle. They haven't tired out yet. And that really is what's the underlying, you know, thing driving the stock market. So there's no reason for the stock market to be falling significantly because we still solid earnings on the part of these companies. They're making money, and you know they're certainly employing a lot of people, and the economy's doing very, very well. So we don't see that as a problem. So the stock market is fine, and it'll probably reach a new high again. We're almost there. We're only a few days, some people will say, from a new high.
Only a couple of minutes left here, Mark. You mentioned the Feds. And, of course, that's interest rates. And what do you think is going to happen there, and how will that impact the stock market?
I think they're going to hold off until next year.
Oh, that'd be good.
I don't think that they need... See, one of the things that they're under no pressure to do is really raise rates because of inflation, because there isn't any inflation. So they don't feel compelled to. They realize they have to raise rates at some point in time in order to, you know, get to a point where they can start using rates in their monetary policies to help, you know, increase or decrease the growth of the economy. And right now, they don't have that function capable because interest rates are zero. So they need to reload the gun, so to speak, and get interest rates back up to a little bit higher level. But they don't really feel compelled to do it because there's no inflation. So there's no overheating of the economy. And that's normally why they would raise rates.
We just have 1 minute left. You say that job creation, Mark Schneep says, job creation has been stellar in the U.S. and California. Millennials still have a tough time. My nephew Jake, 18, just started college. What should he major in?
Software development, biotechnology, some kind of healthcare profession, financial. He should be a mathematician at actuarial. Those are the ones things he should be in. He'll be indispensable going forward.
Software development, biotechnology, mathematician. What was the fourth?
Healthcare.
Audiologist. the key to healthcare is to marry your caregiver now. Find a younger woman. My guest has been the director of the California Economic Forecast, Mark Schneep. You can find him online at californiaforecast.com. So when I know it's going to be my last broadcast, since you were on my first broadcast, November 15th, 1998, would you come on and do my last broadcast as well?
No.
Well, in that case, I should just, maybe this should be it.
No,
maybe
this
should
be the last. Give me a call. I'll make a guest star appearance. I'm still around.
Maybe this should be the last show, because this, you know, if you're not committing to coming back, then maybe this is it.
Okay, so I can't tune in to you tomorrow?
This is it. Bon voyage. It's been a wonderful ride. Hey, thanks, Mark.
All right, we'll see you
next time. Okay. Bye. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.